We got to get a way to get listeners fucking stickers, man. We want the brand to be fucking out there.
I sent a bunch to folks on Patreon.
That's great for the folks on Patreon, but we got to go back to give us a review, send us a fucking copy, and we'll send you out some fucking stickers, man.
So it stooped to the level we're actually fawning for recognition and approval?
We've done it before.
That's true.
It's nothing new. And we got, you know...
Hang on, let me...
We've got to get that, the ad.
That is him. It's Mitch the sales bitch over there.
Every time I listen, I haven't heard Mitch in a whole long time, though. Every time I hear it is, who's the...
Bradvertisement.
Yeah, it's Bradvertisement. Fuck Bradvertisement. I was listening to that and I heard Bradvertisement. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Hey, let me tell you something.
I felt like Danny DeVito in those fucking Jersey Mike commercials.
If you paid for Patreon, you wouldn't have to hear the Bradvertisement promo. That's on the free feed, tight ass.
I ain't paying for this fucking shit. And I don't expect you people to either, man. But boy, it sure would be helpful. And I tell you what, if you roll up and give us a review and send us a copy of it, we'll send you out a couple stickers, man. We'll send you out a couple podcast stickers. They're great for hard hats, window stickers, toolboxes,
skateboards. Cop cars in Elko, Nevada.
go do that.
Well, I thought it was Wells, wasn't it?
Entry doors at convenience stores.
Absolutely.
Street signs.
Sleeping condom machines.
Condom machines.
Yes. Somebody sent in a bunch of condom machines.
If you get shot by a...
Nope.
You can slap it right over the wound.
No.
Well, you could.
Nobody's getting shot. But, yeah, send us a review that you posted. Send us your address. We'll send you out a couple stickers and stuff, man, for real.
Employee1podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Is it number or spelled?
It's a number. It's like a lowercase L. It's that kind of one. It's not an O-N-E. You got to, like, stretch your finger up and use the top part of the keyboard.
Hey, check out the T-shirts, the hoodies, and all that other stuff, too. All of our other merch, man.
Yep. But if you want stickers, you got to reach out direct.
Search for the merch.
No.
We are not selling the stickers. I mean, if you want to buy some stickers, you can reach out. But we don't have any real pricing or anything on them. We would much rather give them to you, man.
$75 a pop.
$75 a sticker?
Yeah.
All right.
They're inlaid with gold and
then,
silver.
Then includes main guy's thumbprint.
There you go, man. So, but if you do a review, they're yours for free. Just send us a picture of the review.
Did you say search for merch?
Yeah.
I really like that. I really like that a lot.
I'm glad.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You're going to go far, son.
Oh, my God.
I've seen your business fucking success.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, weren't we all supposed to be retired by now? Mm-hmm. Be successful podcasters. Sold us this fucking dog shit.
No, I said we'd have enough that we could all buy a tire.
A used tire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If we pitch in.
Trailer tire.
Mildly sunrotted.
Oh, fuck, that hurts my fucking stomach. Shut the fuck up, man.
I'm pretty sure I clicked the button and nothing's happening.
Well, that wouldn't surprise us one bit. Still clicking. Does that help any?
Yep, I'm clicking.
I know you are. I can see that now because you did rearrange the room down here.
Yeah.
Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, Season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary from main guy, this guy, and that guy.
Hello, and welcome to Employee Number One, the Industrial Accident Podcast. I'm your host, main guy, Hannibal Rector. I'm joined by this guy.
I think you've done that before, but okay.
Yeah, I think that's a repeat, too.
Yeah.
Hannibal Rector?
Yeah. I am Rhett Wayne.
Okay, I'll go back. I'll be Von Halen.
You've definitely done that one. That was season one shit.
Okay, I'm sticking with...
You can still be Rectum. It's okay.
Not Rectum, Rector.
I said that.
Hannibal Rector.
I said that, Rector.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
See?
I said that. Did I? Mm. Everybody hear me right?
Yeah.
Sounds just like it, right? Rectum. Okay.
This guy?
Oh, fuck.
I'm Rhett Wayne.
Wet Rain?
Wet Wayne.
Wet Wayne?
Wet Wayne, mama.
Say that three times in the mirror, he's going to appear. No.
Rhett Wayne. Yeah, I got to work on that.
It's not that hard. As long as you're not from Tooele, it's not that hard.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, and that guy?
Oh, yes, I am Shay Vercooter.
Shay Vercooter.
Yes, sir.
Vercooter, that's definitely Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
Vercooter.
You're still kind of having trouble with that, aren't you?
I can't.
Vercooter.
Recruiter.
No, it's wrong. Recruiter. Ver.
Ver.
Cooter.
Cruiter.
No. What do you call your mommy parts? What do you call that?
A cooter.
Okay, so now just put a ver in front of cooter.
Ver cooter.
Better. We'll take it.
It's good. Yeah.
Why are we talking about Canada?
All right. Tonight's category, lips. And we've got 7 lip stories.
Speaking of cooter.
Speaking of cooter. Okay. Research department, pick a number between 1 and 7.
6.
Holy shit. She got one right. California.
Of course, God.
Oakdale, California.
Oh.
I don't even know where the fuck that is. Hey, and the mailing address is in Bend, Oregon. Investigation number 1369380 15. At 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, an employee was working for a regional chain of retail outlets that sold and installed automotive tires and batteries.
Oh, he was fucking working at O'Reilly's.
No, Bend, Oregon. It's got to be Les Schwab, right?
Napa.
He was working as an automotive technician, dash, a mechanic.
All right.
A customer had bought in a wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow.
The customer had brought in a wheelbarrow wheel and tire assembly for repair. The tire had a maximum load rating of 745 pounds at 90 PSI. The tire bead was not sealing on the rim due to rust on the inner lip of the rim. Employee number one had the tire and wheel assembly next to a Hoffman Monte 2700.
It was definitely Les Schwab at this point.
Yeah, Hoffman Monte 2700 tire changing machine to perform his work. Probably due to the small size of the wheelbarrow wheel, it could not be held onto the tire changing machine. The employee cleared the rim.
Why not just go to fucking Harbor Freight and get another one for $10?
Yeah. The employee cleaned the rim of rust and placed sealant on the rim to promote sealing of the tire bead to the rim. The employee had remounted the tire on the rim and had the wheel and tire resting against the left side of the tire changing machine. It was likely that, although the machine could not hold the wheelbarrow wheel, the employee was able to use the air hose and chuck that were part of the machine. The tire and wheel assembly were not in a restraining cage. Employee number one was standing over the tire to hold the tire and hose in place.
Oh, he blew his fucking nuts off.
Reinflating the tire, or possibly an inner tube, when the wheel disintegrated. Shrapnel. Its welds failed, and it separated into 3 pieces. One of the wheel bearings was One of the wheel bearings was dislodged from the hub as well. Various pieces struck the employee in his right index finger, left eyebrow, and forehead.
Oh, shit.
Good thing he didn't take his fucking eye out.
Employee number one suffered lacerations to his forehead, right index finger, and tendon, and fractures to his right index finger. That makes sense?
Yeah.
He was hospitalized. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was really thinking there was going to be testicular torsion involved.
Yeah, because they were like, he was standing over it. I thought this came on, you know.
Exploded.
This is California.
Yeah.
So there may have been an operation at some point in the past.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least some different nomenclature.
Tore his fucking lips off. Initial penalty, $13,500.
Yeah, there's no mention of lips on this. There's no lips.
It
was a rusty lip on the rim.
Oh, fuck.
Rust on the inner lip of the rim.
I try to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
More with the times.
Initial penalty, $13,500. Was it reduced, that guy?
Yes. You don't have to point at me. I know my fucking name.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I hadn't moved the computer so I could point at you this time. Yes, before you never know.
Okay. It was reduced, fucker.
All right. Was it reduced to $8,100, research department?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was. That guy. Suffering succotash. All right. This guy, your turn to pick. Pick a number.
3.
Port Hadlock, Washington. I've never heard of Port Hadlock.
Me either.
That's weird. Investigation number 20158096. This happened also in January. In January 18th of 2007 this time.
That's Martin Luther King Day.
It might be.
Milk Day.
Milk Day.
Yeah. MLK.
All right.
Employee number one.
Oh, my God. Racist joke out of you. I'm a little disappointed.
Chocolate milk day.
It's not milk day.
Chocolate milk.
Employee number one, a street sweeper, was found unresponsive. Oh, there we go. Employee number one, a street
sweeper, the streets, are they?
Was found unresponsive in the driver's seat of his street sweeper. He was a street sweeper. He was in a street sweeper.
A what?
A street sweeper.
Hanging out with her?
Weeping
street sweeper.
We sweeper. We stray.
Employee number one's lips were blue. Employee number one died. The end.
Oh, he just had a heart attack and kicked over on this while he was
sweeping. He was under the sweeper.
No, he wasn't under. He was in the driver's seat.
He was driver's seating. Oh. The street sweeper was in the driver's seat of the street sweeper.
Yeah.
Then bing, bang, boom, blue lips, dead. End of story. No fines, no fees, no penalties.
that's a dog shit story.
Well, we got...
I'm a little disappointed.
Wait,
you
so
haven't
was it
that
like
up.
He parked or did he like run into something and
he
stop?
Doesn't have anything. He doesn't have anything but that. That's all he's got.
What happened
one
to the...
One tongue twister and it's done. That's the whole fucking reason he did it.
But when you're dealing with lips, you got to give him a tongue twister. This happened at a naval weapons station in Port Hadlock. Not that that changes a fucking thing.
No, dude's still
it's a little
fucking
bit more
dead.
Interesting.
Yeah. 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 Employee found unresponsive in his vehicle, later dies.
Yeah. Later dies. So he wasn't found dead.
Well, that was the summary.
Oh.
It says employee number one's lips were blue, period. Yeah. Employee number one died, period.
Oh.
All right. That guy.
Yes, sir.
Pick a number between
one and one.
Anaheim, California.
Disneyland, yeah.
Orange County Transportation.
Oh.
But maybe he was taking people to Disneyland.
Possibly.
The investigation number, 20114-5588. That's a lot of doubled numbers. That
that's
hit the
gross.
Back of my throat and almost knocked me out. Hang on.
Something else you got in common with your son.
I thought you were used to having stuff in the back of your throat.
On May 14th, 2004, employee number one was assigned to clean a storage shed at the hospital where a...
We found a fucking belligerent motherfucker in there, man.
To clean the
they
storage...
He got a fucking clothes on either.
To clean a storage shed that was used for storing toilet and other cleaning supplies. This storage shed had a two-part wire mesh gate. Two-part wire mesh gate. Sorry. The hyphens were kind of moving back and forth for me. It got confusing. Two-part wire-mesh gate. Each part of the gate measured 12-foot high and 8-foot wide. An overhead multi-hyphen vapor light fixture was located outside the shed with a horizontal distance of 6 feet from the gate. The light fixture was hit by the gate when it was opened and was hanging loosely from the ceiling. After finishing up the cleanup of the shed, employee number one and co-worker closed the gate and the overhead light fixture fell on them. The light fixture hit employee number one in the face, injuring him seriously. Co-worker number one was also hit in his right shoulder, but his injury was not serious and was not recorded in the original narrative. Employee number one broke 3 teeth, suffered deep lacerations on his lips, and injured his left shoulder. Employee number one was hospitalized for 10 days.
Damn!
Holy
lights
shit.
Out. Okay, this guy?
Yeah.
Initial and current penalty, do they match?
No.
This guy, the initial and current penalty match.
Motherfucker.
That guy.
Yes, sir.
More or less than four...
More.
More. Yeah.
It's more.
Yeah, 5,000. You won.
Yeah, all right.
Good job. Yeah, $5,000.
Winner!
I knew you left that here for a reason.
Yes, sir. I like that.
Okay. Research department?
Yes, sir.
2, 4, 5, or 7. Pick a number.
7.
Can you count that high?
With help.
2, 4, 5, 7.
On one hand, maybe.
He did grow up right next to the Army Depot. Let's not fucking push our luck here.
Canton, Ohio.
My hands are normal.
What's normal?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Investigation number... Oh, this is quite a coincidence. Listen to this.
My goodness. I'm all ears.
It's got a rhythm and a pattern all its own. Investigation number 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 1.015. At 9 o'clock a.m. on January 20th, 2020, an employee was attempting to unjam a piece of sheet metal.
All these stories in January?
They have been
in March and stuff.
Oh, I think this is...
One was in May.
Oh, one, yeah.
Yeah, but the rest have been in January.
Yeah, a lot of January.
Is it because we're in January now?
Ooh. Employee number one, a coworker number one, entered the machine feeder area to manually remove the metal.
That sounds like a horrible start.
The job is a three-person operation, requiring coworker number one, and in parentheses, that's the former operator, the employee, in parentheses, helper, and coworker number two, in parentheses, the edger operator. Or it could say Edgar operator. It doesn't show a picture of his haircut. The employee and coworker number one are at one machine, and coworker two is at the edger. The edger puts a small lip on a steel sheet to help in the welding process. The metal is transferred from the edger to the former via a former infeed system. Oh, so he's not the former operator. He operates the former.
Okay, all right.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
The former rolls the steel into a pipe. A pipe used for such things as street lights, red lights, etc., which is then set to be welded. I'm out of fucking practice here.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. I feel bad for you.
I've had a lot of...
We got to keep this shit moving because I'm having trouble getting in a comfortable position to sit, man.
Okay. The metal did not line up on the transfer arms of the former infeed system and jammed the machine. The transfer arms of the former infeed system are chain and sprocket driven with plates that lift and move the steel onto the forming machine. Coworker number one stands on a platform approximately 30 feet away from where the jam happened as the employee used a pry bar to move... As the employee utilizes a pry bar to move the sheet and unjam the machine, coworker number one then presses the forward button, which bumps the chain-driven system and helps move the steel back into place. That reminds me of a car wash story.
Yes.
Coworker number one leaned forward and hit the reverse button, causing the feeder to move and catch the employee. The employee's leg was caught by the feeder and degloved.
Oh!
Requiring hospitalization. I've never heard of a whole leg being degloved.
No.
Owie.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Yep, employee incurs degloved leg in forming machine feeder. Son of a bitch. Okay, we got...
I wonder if they just call the degloving maybe just a really bad scrape.
Well, it sounded to me like they peeled him like a goddamn carrot.
All right.
It's probably making a... It's running down the fucking...
Yeah, like when you get one of them bad socks, the bad elastic, and it just kind of flops around.
I fucking hate that shit.
All right. Four serious fucking penalties.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was thinking more of the sound of, like, when someone left their flag out and it's raining and windy. Yeah.
Well, that was I was making lip
sounds.
Well,
that's a different sound, but yeah.
Okay. Research department, do the initial and current penalty match?
No.
They do not match. That guy. I'm going to tell you a number. You tell me if it's the initial or the current penalty.
Okay, you go for it, homie.
31,577.
Initial.
That is the current penalty.
Oh, fuck.
This guy. True or false, the initial penalty is more... Well, I can't do true
you
or false.
You can't do that because you already did it with her.
All right, okay.
Fuck.
No, he just asked if they matched, and I said no, which they didn't.
Does the initial penalty match $45,110?
No.
It does. $45,110 was the initial penalty, reduced to $31,577.
All right. It's a lot, but I mean, I'm pretty sure there were a few safety violations.
Yeah.
A few?
Yeah. At least four.
Serious.
Yeah.
Serious. And three of them were the same price, and then the other one was a different price, but I already closed it, so I couldn't tell you.
That's fair.
But it would seem the 12th...
We've never bothered to look up the violations before to see what they were or anything.
No.
Because that's just too much work.
Yeah.
And nobody else is... I mean, like, honestly, main guy
No one's going to look this shit up.
Yeah, main guy does all the work. We brought Jeff, research department here, which was really good for, like...
Jeff might look it up.
Jeff. Yeah.
Help us out.
Yeah. You need an assistant for
real. Yeah, but I have to tell Jeff what the standard CIDR was so he knows. Like, so if it's 19101200-E01, that might get him off. on a tangent.
Well, fair.
Or trajectory.
Because we brought in the research department to do such things.
And she's always looking at pornography.
She's always looking at pornography. Not paying attention and mispronouncing shit. So, you know, good find there. Who did the interview process on that one?
I think you did.
Yeah.
No, she just started showing up.
Fucker.
Okay, remaining categories. 2, 4, and 5. This guy.
Stew 4.
Absolutely.
All right, lips 4.
Guessing.
This is the name of the company is Johnny Shaw. Johnny Shaw operates down there at the end of County Road.
What kind of lips are we talking about here, young man?
The end of County Road 4410 in Boss, Missouri. Whoa, 14 fucking penalties here, Daddy. Holy shit.
He's not too good at his job, is he?
Oh, we've got multiple digits of Arabic numbers and then a dash and then Roman numerals.
Apparently Johnny Shaw is out of business.
All right.
Something.
Investigation number 84503.015. At 9:30 a.m. on April 5th, 2016, employee number one was working for a logging company. He was carrying an empty 18.9 liter, that's a 5-gallon bucket,
yeah,
that held hydraulic fluid away from a tree felling area. He wanted to prevent the bucket from rolling down the sloping terrain and falling into a nearby creek.
Good call. Yeah. Good call. Attaboy.
They know enough about the environment back there that they know hydraulic fluid.
They've probably been
fined
for it once or twice before.
He didn't want to spill his transmission fluid. He traveled down the sloping terrain and through the creek, tossing the bucket to the opposite bank of the felling area.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good about the environment. Hey! Joe Bob, move that bucket over there. What the hell, fur?
So across the creek.
I mean, throw it over across the creek.
Employee number one was traveling back to the tree filling area after tossing the empty bucket. No, wait a minute.
It was full before, wasn't it?
Bucket had held hydraulic fluid.
Oh, see. Just an empty bucket. That means he's just taking a home cooked meth in.
Pre-flavored.
Employee number one was traveling back to the tree-filling area after tossing the empty bucket to the opposite creek bank.
Why do you have to cross? Can't you just fucking lob it across?
He tossed it to the opposite.
Maybe. Well, they said he crossed the creek.
He's traveling
first.
Back to the tree-filling area after tossing to the opposite.
Irrelevant. Problem is where we live in deserts. Mm-hmm. So, like, creeks for us are just little teeny streams. We don't have any big rest rivers and stuff. Like, back east, they get, like, fucking rivers. And creeks and stuff are big and shit, like bridges and stuff over them.
Yeah, for us, a creek is like...
Yeah, we don't have shit like... I mean, yeah, we... Nothing...
Like, two fish couldn't fit next to each other in a creek.
Is it a creek or a crick?
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's like
It's a crick where you're from.
That's like our explanation, like, well, we visited it here... But what they envision it there might be something a little bit bigger.
Yeah, because where we live, you could just set it on the other side of the creek bank.
Yeah, nothing to it.
Then not even bent, yeah. All right.
If you park your car across the creek bed, you dam it up.
Damn. As employee number one was crossing back through the creek, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now he's back in the creek again.
All right. Seems to be some gaps in this story.
To return to the felling area, a coworker was manually felling a live white oak tree higher up on the sloping terrain. Ooh. The white oak tree measured approximately 17 by 13 inches in diameter at the base and 50 to 70 feet in height.
Big-ass tree.
It was notched to fall down the hill toward the creek. That seems to make perfect fucking
sense. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's going to run over employee number one.
As employee number one made
it ahead.
As employee number one made his bait.
She read?
Sometimes.
Made his way back toward the felling area. The coworker manually felling the white oak tree had cut through the back of the tree.
As you have to do.
It was beginning to fall. The employer was nearby and saw employee number one walking directly under the falling tree. He began to yell for employee number one to watch out.
Should it not be yelling timber?
Yeah. Watch out!
Timber's too big of a word for him.
It was explained later, though, that employee number one was looking down at the ground as he walked back toward the felling area. Employee number one was deaf. And he could only read lips.
Apparently.
And observe hand signals. He took no evasive action.
Is that a true thing? Did it really say that, or is that just you trying to be funny?
No, this is for real.
It really said he was deaf?
The top portion of the falling tree, approximately 5 inches in diameter, struck and killed employee number one. Employee number one was wearing no personal protective equipment, and investigators were waiting for a coroner's report. Yeah.
Tree fell on him and ran him over.
Tree fell in the forest, and nobody heard it.
Oh, I bet you heard it. Doesn't fucking remember it, but he heard it.
Wow.
Oh, he wouldn't have heard it anyway. The motherfucker was deaf.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
See, it's all coming together for
you,
right?
The guy cutting it heard it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, 14 penalties, 12 serious, 2 other. Initial penalty, 11,000.
That seems awfully small.
$11,600.
Especially compared to a degloving.
This guy, was it reduced?
Yes.
Yes, it was reduced.
Because he did the environmentally sound thing and took the bucket
across
the
creek. Doing a good karma fucking deal. Tried to cross the creek 4 times to carry a bucket across it.
Had the bucket dripped, the penalty would have been $13 million. Okay, it was reduced. This guy, that guy,
yes,
was it reduced?
This guy, was it that guy's question?
I want to say 8,000.
Okay, that's wrong.
7.
Research department. Would you believe $1,160?
That's bullshit.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it went from 11,600.
14 fucking things.
Yeah.
$1,000 for every tooth you got had.
Deaf guy's fucking dead as fuck.
Yeah.
And it gets reduced down to $1,000.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
That's a bad deal. So here's penalty number 6. We'll see if Jeff's paying attention. Citation 01001F, Sirius Standard, cited 19100266, D01VIIA.
This is going to be these two flirting with each other, right? I mean, that's their fucking thing.
Love you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Jeff?
He's one of our patrons.
Oh. We have patrons?
Yeah, we have, I think, 6 or 7 now.
I think so. He licks your lips for free.
He licks your lips for free. All right, we got 2 stories left, and then Mrs. Main Guy's texting me because I need insulin.
Do you want to take a break and go get the fucking insulin now?
Yeah, because I need another beer, too.
I got to take a piss.
And I got to go potty, too.
All right, let's
go
pause it out.
God.
I got to try and stand up.
I think we kind of glossed over something in that last story.
The fact the guy was deaf?
What's that?
The fact the guy was deaf?
Well, yeah, but how did it tie into the theme?
Lips.
Yeah, he could only read lips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was the connection.
Like a blind obstetrician.
Wait, so he actually was deaf?
Yes.
See,
you think I waked this shit up?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
No. No, he actually was hearing impaired.
That was your attempt at humor.
No. No, he was actually deaf and can only read lips.
Kind of seemed like a hazard having a deaf guy.
Think of the money you save on earplugs.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's way bad.
All right, lips 2 or lips 5? Going once, going twice?
5.
5. Ooh, this has a kind of a Dracula feel to it.
Oh boy.
Transylvania.
La Vista, New England.
I want to go there.
New England?
No, Transylvania.
Oh. At 12 o'clock midnight on February 4, 2020.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
An employee was serving drinks at the bar when she poured a drink for a customer.
As one does.
The customer tasted the drink and complained about the taste. So the employee also tasted the drink. I never drink after people. Do you like to drink after people?
No.
In the same glass and stuff? No.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
No. But I mean, generally, so... If you're at a bar or something, a lot of times if somebody complains, you will take one of the straws, dip it down into the drink, and then put it back on and taste it just with a straw.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if
I still wouldn't do that.
You're not supposed to. I mean, you know, it's still bad and stuff, but that's generally how it's done, so your lips don't touch the glass or anything like that. It's still pretty nasty and stuff, but...
And why would they do that?
So if someone complains about the drink or it doesn't have this in it or that in it or it wasn't mixed correctly or something, the bartender will, you know.
Oh, he'll run it through the old analyzer.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So the customer...
Shouldn't he know what it tastes like if he's the one making it? Like, shouldn't he have enough fucking wherewithal to be like...
Okay, so... Like, if you're in a fucking bar or club and there are fucking 300 people at this side of this fucking bar and you're doing nothing but mixing fucking drinks and you've got 9 drinks set up in front of you and you're mixing all kinds of different drinks, how do you keep track of what's inside of any drink and what exactly you're pouring? Because this one might have to have the blue stuff and this one might have to have the red stuff and this one might have to have the green stuff. And that's all it is. It's all just fucking sugar water.
If somebody says, hey, my goddamn... Blue Hawaiian tastes weird. Would you taste this to see if it tastes like a Blue Hawaiian? He should think, oh, I don't remember making a Blue Hawaiian. I use some of the green stuff.
Yeah, so they'll fucking dip. Then only the customer feels better and they say, oh, yeah, that's good. Or I'll make you another one. That's where we come in because we were the bouncers. So all the overpours, we'd drink at the end of the night.
Nice.
So it was gross to drink after the customer, but...
Oh, after the ice and everything had fucking melted in them and shit, we still fucking drank them down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, the customer tasted the drink and complained about the taste.
Drink everything, fuck anything, man. Welcome to bouncer school.
Yeah, I guess all your disease concerns are out the window.
Yeah.
So the employee also tasted the drink. The employee immediately felt a burning sensation to her lips and mouth. A beer line Bleach. Cleaning solution had been put into a liquor bottle and was not marked with its contents.
What?
They flushed the goddamn beer line with some kind of...
Cleaning solution?
Yeah, Fabuloso.
Bleach.
And they put it in an empty booze bottle and the bartender started mixing drinks with it.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
The employee suffered a light burning sensation to her lips and mouth, but no tissue damage occurred. And the employee was treated without hospitalization.
Was that tongue bite or whatever the guy called it?
Tongue bite, yeah. You ever smoke a pipe?
Did I?
Yeah. Tobacco pipe.
No.
Yeah, not one made out of glass.
No.
All or right. Skin.
Skin flute.
No, I've never smoked a tobacco pipe.
All right.
My anti-smoking parents got me one for Christmas.
Got you a tobacco pipe?
Yes.
For Christmas?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
As a gag?
No.
They feel that you should take up smoking the pipe?
Apparently.
What the fuck is the theory?
I didn't do it. She said, I'm going to get him a smoking jacket. And I said, that sounds good. And the next thing I know, there was no jacket. There was a smoking pipe. So I took him to the goddamn...
Oh, God. Holy fucking shit.
What?
Don't make me fucking laugh. I just... Because I'm aware of Mrs. Main Guy maybe being a little loopy. So, yeah.
Yes. So I took him to the smoke shop today, and we got some different flavors of tobacco.
Oh.
I got a couple Swisher Sweets. Peppermint Swisher Sweets.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's peppermint.
So... You guys are taking up smoking, and I'm doing my goddamn best to quit it. Is that how that works? All right.
I wasn't going to smoke them. I was just going to eat them. Hope it made my breath minty.
Oh, fuck. That's something else, too. I have not had any nicotine in any way, shape, or form since the 21st...
Of November.
Wow.
Damn.
You're doing good.
Proud of you.
Your color's starting to come back.
My gosh, it's starting to come back.
Kind of more of a warm gray than a cool gray.
Pale right now.
Yeah. I don't think the research department has had the best go of my quitting smoking. She looked right at me and said, I am not quitting smoking right now because we will fucking kill each other. I said, that's fair. That's fair.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's my folks. Either my old man just had a stroke or my mother had just had a heart attack and they were both going to quit at the same time and the other one said, fuck you. So one had quit after a medical crisis, and the other one would keep going until their medical crisis, then they'd quit, and the other one would start again.
Oh, both my parents quit smoking at the same time. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think my dad quit about, 8 years ago, 2 days ago?
He's had a good run.
Yeah, he did have a good run.
He died about 8 years, 2 months ago.
Two days ago.
Yeah.
He never smoked... The whole time I knew him.
Well, he smoked when he was 13. Did you know him then?
No. They said he quit smoking, but I mean, like, the whole
time... Well, he always quit smoking. He quit quitting a lot.
Oh, well, I mean, like, After his stroke, I never knew him to smoke.
Which stroke?
Yeah. Yeah, you might have missed a couple strokes, because...
All right.
We just call him Old Chimney Head. Puff, 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 puff.
Puff, puff, give.
Oh, yeah.
Puff, puff, keep.
Puff, puff, puff. Puff, puff.
So with all this shit, they buy you a... Your mom bought
they,
you a pipe.
Yeah, not... Yeah.
Your mom bought you a pipe.
Yeah.
I've got to see the pipe at this point. I want to see, like... Is it got, like an old man face carved in it? Is
no,
one of those
no,
Nordic-like looking fucking pipes?
No, or? It's not like... It's not a meerschaum.
A who?
It's not carved out of that white shit.
Oh.
With a face, no.
So it's not even real cool then, right?
Well, it's pretty cool.
I worked with a dude who smoked a pipe, like when I was still pretty fucking young, one of those first jobs. And he always carried the pipe and the tobacco and everything in a pouch.
Yeah.
And he'd pack and pack and pack and pack and pack that shit in there, and he'd light it up, take a couple quick puffs, and pull it out. And, yeah, he'd pack and pack and pack that shit. I mean, do you put screens in it or anything? Or?
Yeah, there's a screen in there. The mouthpiece comes off, and you put a filter in there.
Oh, all right.
Modern pipe.
Yeah.
It's got his name on it, see?
I don't see, but I don't have my glasses on.
They're right there.
Oh, fuck. Could you grab them for me? I don't want to set it up.
You don't have to look that close.
Shit's hard to light. And hard to keep lit.
Oh, you'll get the hang of that. Do you a little hole down here for a carburetor.
You're not supposed to.
I think the first thing I smoked was a Coors Light can crinkled up.
Yeah, Coke can. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't necessarily have your name on it. It has more of a generic family name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peters.
Yes.
Throbbing Peters.
Yep.
God, I should have been Peter Throbbing.
Oh, fuck. I dumped the fucking screen out.
I have like fucking 12 of them. Fret not.
Made a lot of advancements in screens as well.
Yes, so they have.
I mean, that's a lot different than any screen I'd smoked with. But then again, I'd never smoked a tobacco pipe. He'd pack and pack and pack that fucking pipe. Better part of fucking 30 minutes. Light her up. Take 3-4 puffs off of it. Then tap it all out. Yep.
Yep.
Put it back in his fucking pocket.
Shit smells good, though, when I was a kid. The shit we smelled today didn't smell good.
Took his fucking breath away.
I thought I was going to have an asthma attack, and he got right there in the shop.
Is the tinderbox still open?
I don't know. I took him to Genie's Smoke Shop downtown on 2nd.
That's why you had to start the podcast so late.
Yeah.
Because you guys were going to get pipe tobacco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Then we went
together.
I don't have a car, to be fair.
To be fair.
Yeah. You had to go in a 2019 Lincoln of some kind.
Because you both had the same car. I'm surprised you already aren't smoking a pipe, because he got a pipe.
He did buy
it. I looked at them. They're expensive.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe.
Well, you can get the same shit out of Home Depot.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I looked like the kind of guy that would have kind of the droopy pipe like that. But I kind of like the ones that stick out straight, like a 1960s
like
graphic
designer. Like the corncob pipe?
Not so much a corncob pipe.
He's
just
not
a
Douglas MacArthur.
All right.
To go with the horn-rimmed glasses?
Those are Harry Potter glasses.
Straight pipe that sticks straight out?
Oh, and you forgot the elbow, the
that's what
patched
you need.
Elbows, sweaters and shit too, right? And the fucking faggy-ass MG car. All right. Yeah, I get you now.
Who's the wizard off of Harry Potter?
Who's the wizard? Aren't
they all wizards?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but
Gandalf?
The main... No, it wasn't Gandalf. That's from...
Was it that guy named Harry Potter?
No.
What?
Dumbledore? Isn't that the same guy?
Dumbledore.
Haggard, right?
Haggard. Merle Haggard.
Yes.
No.
I think he's Marlboro Red.
I think the guy that played Dumbledore smoked a lot of guys.
I never. I have not seen one Harry Potter movie.
I haven't either. I don't like anything with hairy feet or dragons. You like dragons?
Yeah, I watched Game of Thrones.
I don't like that.
I watched all that, yeah. I like that. I just never watched Harry Potter.
I heard the ending to that was as disappointing as the ending to Stranger Things.
We
haven't seen the ending to Stranger Things.
I haven't seen
Everybody fucking dies.
Well, thanks. Now you ruined it. For everyone, fucker.
I've never seen an episode of it.
Yeah, so.
Everybody dies.
Well, okay. We're not watching it now, then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, that one guy didn't
that's
die.
That's not how it ends.
That one guy didn't die.
I don't care. But no, I mean, Game of Thrones, like, the ending was just kind of like, you know, they drug it out for so many seasons that by the end, they exceeded the books. And the guy who actually wrote it, whatever his fucking name is, he didn't want anything to do with it anymore. So they just kind of had to take a few liberties and kind of try and wrap it all up in one quick-ass season.
With a Starbucks cup?
Shit happens, man. I mean, you're rating a whole season because somebody didn't pick a Starbucks cup off? You're a douche.
What?
I'm not eight.
Well, motherfuckers, oh, look, they have Nikes on in the fucking Middle Ages or fucking Middle Earth or wherever the fuck they're at. They didn't have that. Get fucked.
No, I'm not going to get fucked.
And you would have
never. I'll tell you why, because I'm married.
You would have never.
Married guys
don't get fucked. You've never even seen a fucking episode of it, so now you're critiquing it without even seeing it.
That's exactly
right. So you're just whatever the internet told you to fucking say and do, you fucking little sheep.
Yeah, so I wasn't critiquing an episode. I was critiquing the whole fucking genre.
Over one fucking Starbucks.
Yeah, hairy people and fucking dragons. I don't like it. I don't give a fuck.
Get fucked.
You watch Chinatown. They took all the goddamn antennas off the buildings for that. Not a mistake at all.
And
what
would
that's
have never
movie,
even known or cared?
Well, that's because you don't watch Chinatown.
What is Chinatown?
Jack Nicholson movie.
One movie?
Just because you don't like Roman Polanski because he fucked 13-year-olds.
Constantly.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least once.
Well, I don't know. So'd your president, so what gives a fuck?
That's your president, buddy.
Oh.
He's the president of all of us.
Don't we still have one more story?
Yes.
Two more. No, that was five.
That was five.
Yeah, we might not have two more stories.
How
but
does
we
that
have
one end?
Lips too. She had we had to go to the doctor.
She had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, she drank the bad shit.
Oh, yeah.
We got sidetracked bad.
Bakersfield.
Oh, fuck Bakersfield.
Loya Transportation.
World's biggest thermometer.
That's where Bakersfield is?
Yeah, world's biggest thermometer.
That means it's Mother Nature's anus?
I guess that's one way of putting it, yeah.
Doesn't that make it Mother Nature's phallus?
No, you don't put a thermometer in your phallus.
No. No, putting shit in your phallus fucking hurts.
Sounding.
Hurts bad.
Hashtag sounding. What episode was that? Season 3 episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, but I was the one that brought up all the sounding.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She found it. Yeah, Amazon.com, where you can buy dish soap and shit.
You ought to see what our algorithm looks like
stiff
at home. I'm just afraid to even look anything up on my own fucking server.
Cockhole spikes, for Christ's sake.
What?
Investigation number 20111-9641.
Cox?
On July 22nd, 2025.
July.
What was it?
4th of July.
Oh.
On the 22nd.
Yes.
Pioneer Day. Pioneer Beer Day.
Yes.
Employee number one was unloading a moving truck. He had been
Where was this at again?
This was Bakersfield, California.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right.
Thermometers, you hear?
He had been hired a few hours earlier.
From the parking lot of a Home Depot.
By Loya Transportation, an independent contractor for Atlas Relocation Services. Loya Transportation was an interstate line hauler for Atlas Van Lines. A load transported by Loya had reached its destination, and the company had contacted the Atlas agent nearest the destination to secure help unloading the truck. This agent, Hanson Moving... Boy, they're really throwing people under the bus left and right, willy-nilly. Hanson Moving Services in Bakersfield, California, gave Loya the name of employee number one to Loya, which then...
Gave Loya the name to Loya?
Gave Loya the name of employee number one to Loya, which then contacted employee number one directly. A Loya official observed employee number one drinking plenty of water and told him to go into the air-conditioned home as often as necessary to stay
vodka.
Cool. Yeah.
What in the fuck is that?
Well, he said cock spikes, and so I was looking them up.
The one thing she fucking looks up. The one fucking thing she looks
up. Research department's doing research?
Kind of.
Cock spikes?
What in the fuck is wrong with you to start off with?
I thought, I'm just blindly talking mildly about urethral sounding in a very innocent manner.
Jesus fucking Christ. Keep going with the story, please.
The official noticed that employee number one was slurring his speech and becoming jittery. At one point, they found him in the closet of the hospital. The official found employee number one inside the cab of his truck with the air conditioning running. When the official saw that employee number one's lips had turned blue, he had someone call emergency medical services.
Call your mom.
Employee number one was taken to Mercy Hospital in Bakersfield, California. He was hospitalized.
Mercy Hospital?
Mercy.
Sounds like a hospital where they don't give any painkillers.
Yeah, nobody cares. On July 29th, 2025, a week later, employee number one died as a result of heat stroke. The temperature, according to the big fucking thermometer...
Oh, I stand corrected on that anyway. I have since been corrected on that scenario. The thermometer is in Baker, California.
You dumb
not
fuck.
Bakersfield.
Not Bakersfield. Okay.
Yes, I stand corrected on that. Gateway to Death Valley, Baker, California.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's...
Not Bakersfield.
By Tracy, California?
I didn't know there was going to be a test, all right. So I didn't really...
The temperature on the day of the incident, the official said, was about 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Information provided by the National Weather Service said that it was about 96 degrees at 3 p.m., but the company official indicated that he had no IIPP. Hmm. What's an IIPP?
What was it? IIPP?
Yeah, like an injury and illness prevention program, but...
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, we'll run with that.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to have to play safety guy.
He also did not train or educate employee number one on the systems of heat stress and how to avoid it. The company did not ensure employee acclimatization to heat. Cool. When you think if you hire a fucker where you are, he's going to be comfortable where he's been.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not like you're fucking flying him in from Alaska.
Yeah. It's not like we got this Eskimo we're bringing in.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the fucker's right there.
I mean, you're standing in the fucking... Home Depot parking lot all day.
Probably 100 degrees in the Home Depot parking lot.
Yeah. Initial penalty, $15,800, reduced to $3,900. Who gives a fuck? Do you give a fuck?
No, I lost interest a long time ago.
Yeah, I did too. For employee number one, I've been maybe... No, wait. Yeah, that was it. That was all the stories about lips. I was expecting something much more interesting and salacious.
Well, you read all of those prior too.
But it's been a while. It's been a long time.
It has been.
So do you think the term balloon knot accurately describes a butthole?
You motherfucker.
Starting off to your strong.
Oh, fucking A. So I've already been sitting here for a couple hours, and I'm fucking technically hurting. I'm bloated up from drinking beer. This is the first time I drank beer since my surgery.
You're not supposed to drink beer after that surgery.
I'm fucking bloating up.
It's going to make you burp.
Fucking sitting here kind of uncomfortably.
Well, weren't you also sick during your recovery?
Oh, yeah. That is something else,
too.
Oh,
you had a cold, didn't you?
No, I did not have a cold. My loving significant other had brought a cold into the household.
And where did I get it from?
Probably the waiting room
of the
hospital.
I don't give a fuck where you got it from. You gave it to me.
So he did get a cold.
Yes, I did, in fact, get a cold.
Well, here, next time I'll give you one of those.
Penis spikes.
What in the fuck is wrong with you?
What is that?
Oh, my... I don't even know how to describe this fucking thing.
It has spikes in it.
In it?
Jesus Christ. You ought to...
Let me see what it is. Just hold it up.
You probably have a name
for
it already.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's the opposite of my Aunt Myrna.
What?
My mom used to say if she had as many pricks poking out of her as she did into her, never mind.
Your fucking family.
Well, these are in, so.
Yeah, if she had as many pricks poking out of her as she did into her, she
looked
like a
porcupine. Well, I can't read about it because it's only available in Germany.
Well, that makes fucking sense right there.
Why is it so... Why do they... So poorly airbrushed labia
so
on sex toys.
If I click on it to read up about it, it says I have to, it's only available in Germany, the picture is, so that way if I want to, I have to change my address to a German address.
Okay, at this point, it's getting pretty fucking dark and twisted.
Tiergartenstrasse. What was the address of where they did all the experiments on the mentally deficient. It was Tiergartenstrasse 34.
Oh, this one's out of Canada.
Enough.
Tastes like maple. Tastes like a dim-witted policeman on a horse.
I smelled maple tobacco today.
Yes, we did. That hurt my throat. That tobacco's not good stuff.
I don't care who you are. What did you get? Like cherry? Get some cherry?
Cherry and vanilla.
Yeah. Light one up. Let's see what we got.
You can't smoke in the house.
If it smells good like a cherry.
Well, we don't know what it's going to smell like when it's burnt.
It'll have a cherry aroma.
Tooele's finest, ladies and gentlemen.
Our pipe connoisseur there. Our no, pipe aficionado.
I worked with a guy
who smoked
piss a pipe. He had a tobacco pipe.
He'd hold it in his pocket because he didn't wear underwear and his fucking coveralls.
No, he didn't wear coveralls.
Couldn't keep it lit because it smelled like piss.
Yeah.
All right. For employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, I'm main guy Hannibal Rector. I've been joined by my co-host, this guy.
Rhett Wayne.
I still don't get it.
Rhett Wayne.
I don't get it either.
And that guy.
I heard on a TV show. I thought it was funny.
All right.
Rhett Wayne?
Yeah.
Rhett Wayne.
I don't get Rhett Wayne.
Rhett Rain. Rhett
Hold
Rain.
On.
Hashtag Rhett Rain.
I'm technically Shay.
Vercuderder.
That's incorrect.
So close.
Not my name. I thought she had it.
So close.
I so thought she had it that
time. Vercuder? Vercuder.
Why do you want to add a second R?
Vercuder.
Because I have a problem with my R's and my W's.
Will we? We had noticed.
At least it's not your R's and your L's.
No, it's just my R's and my W's. Switch them, add them.
There's no W in that.
There's no L in that either.
No, but there's an R.
All right.
There's two of them, actually.
Vercruiter.
Okay, I'm that guy. I'm just that guy.
I got it. Vercuter.
There we go. Yeah.
Shay Vercuter. Hey, yeah. Research department. Thanks. Here's to you.
Woo.
Good night, pukes.
Good night.
Good night. Happy 2026.